The scourging of Jesus Christ is recounted in the Gospels by a single word: He was taken and scourged. However, the full horror of the punishment is not captured in this brevity. Quote, "The scourging was an extremely barbaric punishment. The victim was struck down by several torturers for as long as it took for them to grow tired, and for the flesh of the criminal to hang down in bleeding shreds." End quote. Blinzler, Der Prozess Jesu, page 321. For the scourging, the Romans used a weapon called the flagrum. It was a whip with rope or leather thongs. The thongs had metal or pieces of bone attached. These were called plumbate. They were added to inflict extreme pain. Quote, "The fact that Simon of Cyrene has to carry the crossbeam for Jesus, and that Jesus dies so quickly, may well be attributable to the torture of scourging, during which other criminals sometimes would already have died." End quote. Pesch, Mark's Gospel 2, page 467. Dr. Frederick Zugibe comments on the effects of the scourging. Quote, "Large black and blue and reddish-purple bruises, lacerations, tears, scratches, welts, and swellings, all over the front and back of the victim's body. The victim's breathing would be severely affected, because the severe blows to the chest would cause excruciating rib pain and splinting every time he attempted to take a breath. The intercostal muscles, located between the ribs and the back and chest muscles, would be hemorrhagic, and the lungs lacerated, badly bruised, and frequently collapsed, all of which would have contributed to the severe pain." End quote. The pain and blood loss would result in circulatory shock. The victim would ooze blood from his veins and capillaries. The attacks on the back muscles would send agonizing pain to the spine and then to the brain. As the wounds went deeper, blood from the arteries would spurt out with each beat of the heart. The Shroud of Turin shows dumbbell-shaped marks on the body of Jesus caused by the scourging. These extend from the shoulders to the ankles. Christ was not only tortured in this way, but he suffered the indignity of being whipped by people he created, and of being punished by those who exist only by his power. And while he was attacked by his enemies, he was abandoned even by his friends. Quote, "He was wounded for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed." End quote. Isaiah 53:5. And the mocking, crowning of thorns, and crucifixion were still to come.